Have you ever wondered why you can believe God in your mind but still feel afraid in your body? So my question becomes, what if your fear isn't a lack of faith, but a sign that your body doesn't feel safe yet? Maybe you've noticed a theme in the last couple podcast episodes, or maybe this is your first episode that you are landing on. But I've been talking about this idea that our body just, it needs to feel safe. And I think often that's why there's such a disconnect from our mind to our heart, because we haven't allowed ourselves to express what's really happening within us. We're ignoring our body cues. And then, you know, there's phrases in the church that we hear that can sometimes hurt us. You know, we might hear things like, well, if I were strong in faith, I wouldn't feel the fear. But the reality is that we are going to experience fear because our body is designed to detect fear. That's what keeps us safe, running discernment, meaning if we have to run from somebody that is not safe. So fear can be good, but it's when fear runs us, controls us, isolates us, that we know is not helping us. And oftentimes it's not about spiritual strength, it's about this safety. And what I mean by safety is that your body is coming out of a sense of fight or flight, to where it's not in this hypervigilance and constantly scanning if everything around you and everyone around you is a threat. And some would probably argue with me on this in the sense of fear and faith can exist in the same space, but the body has to feel safe to let faith take the lead. And I'm aware of all the scriptures that say, do not fear, like God telling us that I will be with you, you know, especially when they're going to fight the battle. I mean, obviously fear could be present. Fear was present in so many of these leaders that we read about in scripture. But the reminder is to fear not. Before I get too far ahead of myself, I do want to remind you that right now, the Untangle Your Thoughts course is 30% off. And anytime that you purchase it this month, you also get access to my other course for free called Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating. So much of this goes hand in hand in our healing journey. And oftentimes we forget just how much the body has an impact on our thinking. I did a podcast episode last week on blood sugar. It's important. We have to talk about it. It's our whole body. It's not just thinking. It's not just feeling, but it's about our body. So if you are somebody that is tired of overthinking, you're tired of the self-doubt, the emotional exhaustion, I doubt that you need more information. I think that you need the tools that actually make a difference in your life, because you have the Google, you have AI, you have all this information at your fingertips. So I don't think it's information. I think you need some step-by-step, some tools, some practical application to take you to the next step. So this isn't about another spiritual band-aid fix. It's about just having a real breakthrough through revelation. So let's get to the root of some of your beliefs about yourself, others, and God, and really start your healing journey. And this is a self-paced course. So it's perfect for somebody that wants to go at a slower pace, do it themselves, and might not be ready yet for one-on-one coaching. Head to the show notes, click on the link, and if you can't find the show notes, wherever you're listening to this episode, just go to the episode and just click on the episode, and the show notes are typically below it or beside it or wherever it is that you're listening, and you will see the link for 30% off. Okay, let's get to today's episode. In Mark 4, 35 through 41, it talks about Jesus calming the storm. And this is one of my husband's favorite stories, actually, because he just loves the idea of Jesus sleeping on a pillow while the disciples are on the boat. They're freaking out. These are well-seasoned fishermen. They have probably seen rain and storms before, and yet this one has them panicking. They are saying and thinking that they are going to die. And they were afraid. And they wake up Jesus, and Jesus didn't shame them for their fear. He calmed the storm first. And I think it's important that, you know, yes, they had lost maybe sight of the safety that they had in Jesus. So it was more so that their safety in the sense of the storm was disrupted. When we think about this, though, in our terms, it's when our boat, right, our nervous system is, feel like it's being tossed to and fro. We can't access our faith clearly sometimes. So we have to calm before we start to have clarity. Now, I'm not saying that we are putting ourselves before our faith. That is not at all what I'm saying here. Do not twist my words or hear something that I'm not saying. Our faith must come first. But we have to recognize that when our mind is not catching up with our body and our body is not catching up with our mind, there's a disconnect somewhere. And that's where I'm talking about. We have to recognize that our safety was disrupted. Fear lives in the body. This is not just a mind issue. And when our nervous system is dysregulated, when it's stuck in this fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, it becomes harder to receive peace. Even if in your mind you're going, I believe, I know God is good. I know that He is the Prince of Peace. So this isn't about just believing and white knuckling your way through. It's about getting your body even to a place that can receive the peace that you know in your mind. So this isn't about ignoring fear. It's just about staying connected to God while helping your body feel safe again. That is what is important. So many times you're going to hear me talk about both and. It's not either or. It's not my feelings or God. It's I'm going to go to feelings with God. So the first thing that we need to do, you know, because I'm going to share three practical ways to kind of start to restore safety, is we need to name what feels unsafe without shame. God, I trust you, but this part of me feels afraid of being alone, abandoned, disappointed. And we need to be honest. So we need to let him meet you in the fear, not after it passes. The second thing is we need to regulate to receive. So we need to breathe, we need to sway, we need to be anchored in truth. So we want to pair this kind of regulation with scripture. So even if we're breathing, it's breathing in that you are with me and breathing out, I'm not alone. You're pairing it with grounding. This is something I actually just talked about with one of my clients on a coaching call with them, is borrowing somebody else's nervous system. You can borrow a friend, a family member, your husband. Sometimes borrowing somebody else's nervous system can help you regulate yours. And what's most important is that we want to borrow God's safety until ours builds. And that means that we have to feel safe with him. We have to trust him, that we can lean into his calm. He is with us, right? We are his temple. So that means he's not outside of us. He's with us. And this can build that faith safety rhythm, not performance, not about achieving, but the partnership. So again, name what feels unsafe without shame. Number two, regulate to receive. Number three, borrow God's safety or somebody else's, both and here, to really build that faith safety rhythm. So today, something I just want you to think about is asking yourself, what part of me doesn't feel safe today? Maybe another question would be, what would help that part feel more grounded in God's presence? And some of this is going to also be inside of my self-paced course, where we're going to just be talking about your relationship with God, your emotions, your feelings, and untangling them together. So make sure you head to the show notes, pick up the course this month for 30% off and get my other course for free included. But I just want you to act gently. Take a 5-minute pause. We want to speak truth to our body, not just to our mind. And this is how we get to practice being kind to ourselves too. So remember, faith and fear are not opposites. They can actually coexist in the sense of in our bodies and in our minds. That's why there's often a disconnect happening. Safety comes before surrender. This is where we have to understand our relationship of where we are with the Lord. When we feel safe with somebody, we can trust them. And when we trust them, we will give them ourselves to them. So we have to ask ourselves, do I trust God and where am I not trusting him? You don't need to force more faith. You just need to create the space by calming your body. And Jesus meets you in the fear and calms the storm. He doesn't shame you for feeling it. And that means that, you know, if this episode spoke to you or your current struggle between that fear and faith, you know, I'd love to support you more through my online self-paced course, or we can work directly one-on-one in a coaching session. You can book a free consultation with that. But I just want you to know that God's with you. He really, really is. And we don't have to wait to get ourselves together or push him aside, thinking that we're going to be shamed for what we feel. He's with you in it, and he wants to walk you through it. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.